Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here, along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher, psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill from Upstate's Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership. So, beginning of the school year?
Yeah, we had several questions come in about, they were different, but they were all kind of centered around how to help our kids do better in school, succeed in school, get over the hump on problems they're having in school.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd just kind of throw the whole general question
at you. Yeah, let's talk about this. This is a great question. Of course, mostly all parents are very concerned about how their kids are going to do in school. That's the kid's job and the parent's job to support that. Anybody who's writing in is already doing something great. They're already focused on how important this is, and they know that. So first off, I want to say, you know, you're already no doubt communicating that to your kids directly and indirectly. Terrific. And very important for kids to know education, you're doing well in school, is what we value as a family. And then showing the kids that in all sorts of ways so they get the idea, oh, this is my job. Mm-hmm. This is what I have to do. This is what's going to be supported here in the family. And every way you do that, they're going to get that message and they're going to take that and run with it.
Do you think something like that, I often think about this, is it's a lot of like do what I say versus do what I do issue, that if you also reflect an interest in education yourself, if you read a lot, if you show interest in self-development and education, that goes a long way.
Absolutely.
As much as telling them you have to study.
Absolutely. I think there's no replacement for that. And you want to create a home where it's clear you value education. You know that in this day and age, you have to continually keep yourself educated or you're going to fall behind. That's the message we're getting all over the place, you know. You want to have books in the house. You want to read books. You might read, my wife was wonderful. She used to go get to the library and get like 20 books from, you know, age one and to read to the kids every couple weeks. And then the kids would just, you know, play with them themselves. She would read to them every night. I would read to them. That created the culture where they just, this is part of what we do in life. Right. We read.
You know. I think that's a key point, though, also, that you're saying, you know, we're saying this is the school year, this is the time you might be more anxious about it. But your point that you're making is it has to start right at the beginning. Very, very young.
Yeah.
To begin to create that kind of culture and environment at home.
Yeah, and kids will get that message. My own son, I was absolutely stunned. At age five, one of my sons, we started to talk about school. And so he started to ask questions. We talked about college. He said, you know what? I want to go to Yale or Harvard. It was like, what? Where did you get that? We never said that to him. Yeah. Somehow he picked it up, you know? So you want to set that tone at home. Then create that kind of a relationship with the school where you're demonstrating to your kids by your behavior that you're going to put time and energy into this. This is job number one for the family, you and the family. So you go to the parent-teacher meetings. You show up. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, you ask them when they come home, what do you got to do tonight? How can I be of help to you? You make it clear, you know, that this is job one by doing things like saying, well, when you finish your homework, you can go and do this.
Right, right.
So it's priority number one. Or when you're talking to them about, you know, life later on. Well, when you get out of high school, when you get out of college, you know, and you make it clear, this is what you value and this is what you do. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about, though, these are sort of things a lot of people might know. There was a very interesting piece of research, two pieces of research, and I'm going to hope we can put them on the website, the references to them for people who want them. They did some research about both about failure and how do you prepare your kids for failure and what's the impact of that. And they found that if you prepare kids and you tell kids, you know, school is difficult. You are going to have problems, both socially and academically. You're going to have times when you crash and burn. And that is just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You set the tone like, you throw yourself in, you do your best, and if you fail, that's part of what it means to be like. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean you don't belong there. It means you're throwing yourself in, you really belong there, and you're going to learn from that, And you can reinforce that by talking about your own crash and burns. I know I've had a number of serious crash and burn things in my life.
Sure.
And I've talked about those with my kids at the dinner table. You know, oh, what a day I had today. Mm-hmm. Boy, did I.
But you also pointed out in life, and I think that's the key point, that it's life is a bumpy road.
Life is a bumpy road.
Mm-hmm. And we all have the peaks and we all have the valleys. Yes. And the point is, if that's the expectation, because that's where I think you can get into trouble if you set very high goals without the other side.
Yes.
Without recognizing that along this road, you take one step forward, maybe two steps back, but you keep going.
Yes, exactly right. So what you're doing, Linda, is you're creating a norm in your family where it says, we are going to be behind you for your working, and even if you fail, it's no big deal.
Right.
It's expected
part of
at
life.
Times.
We all do it. Right. And then the kids get the message. And the data from these two research studies was that if you set that expectation, kids actually do better. There was one, the one study is absolutely unbelievable. Just 1 hour of that kind of preparation in first year at Stanford, it was, they were teaching kids, you're going to have social difficulties and academic, it's just part of it. It doesn't mean anything about you. It was particularly focused on race. It doesn't mean anything about being African American. You do belong here, even though you're African American, it doesn't matter. Those kids narrowed the gap between the Caucasian kids at the school and African American. They almost totally closed the gap, so they were performing at the same level, and they didn't suffer from the same kind of difficulties.
Really impressive.
It was unbelievable.
You can't set your kids up to expect perfection.
Yes,
you
know, it's just exactly right.
Right. I think that's great advice, Rich. Great advice.
And get the TV out of the bedroom. TVs in the bedroom are a disaster.
Okay, we'll do.